Information and reservations, call 740-775-0700. See Tecumseh this summer.
Visit us and find out why we say Ohio, so much to discover.
Somebody be a drinking.
Well, let's see, the Bush Mountain Boys, they drink beer, but instead of throwing away or recycling, they just keep the cans. Now, for a long time. In fact, this is a 12-year checkup because you guys were on with Mike McConnell 12 years ago, and now the Bush Mountain home is full of cans and is the pride of University Village. The visit bushmountains.com. If you'd like to see the photos, I was looking, and I can't believe it goes back that far. Yeah. And you were so young looking. I mean,
a little thinner.
You think the beer would be a little more of a preservation type thing?
We could only hope, but it doesn't work that way.
No, but you know what? It's now, how many, when you visited Mike McConnell 12 years ago, and he came by and saw the beer, the mountain of beer cans. Now, how many did you have then?
I think we were under 10,000 at that point.
Under 10,000, and now you guys are looking at?
We were over 40 at one point, but we've seemed to have lost a little count, I think.
Gee, I wonder how that happened. This is Steve Malden and Tony Brock. I'm talking to Steve, right?
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
Steve and Tony. Tony, so now when did you join up with Steve in this endeavor?
In college, actually.
Oh, in college? Okay.
This must have been in 1990. Yeah.
I saw a bunch of cans from high school, but you didn't drink those, of course.
I was just collecting at that point. Part of the beer can collectors of America, I believe.
Okay, but the cans, most of the cans on this mountain, these are all beers drunk by you or friends of yours, right?
People at the house.
People at the house. People you don't go down the street and dig stuff out of the gutter and that kind of thing.
No recycled cans there.
No recycled cans. But you can. You know, I'm thinking that when you do decide to recycle, you might be able to retire for life to a mountain, of your own somewhere.
Yeah, what's
like
the
that.
Price of aluminum?
Well, aluminum is up right now.
Yeah.
Here,
are these all Bush, by the way, all Bush cans?
All Bush cans, no Bush lights.
What made you go with Bush that long ago?
Back in the day, you know, Bush beer was premium beer at sub-premium prices, is what we like to call it.
Sure,
pick up a 12 for
beer,
$4
yeah.
And you can get 12 beers will last you.
So have you ever thought, Steve, that like I started this with Bush, but man, I'd sure like to maybe add a different kind of can in here, but you can't really do that, can you? It's always got to be Bush.
Well, you know, when you get up to over 10,000 cans, it's tough to switch.
Mm-hmm. have you heard from Anheuser-Busch, the people in St. Louis, if they wanted to see your pictures
and all
that? Well,
you know, when we were on Mike's show back in 95, that did garner some interest from the folks at Heidelberg, and they've supported us ever since then. They came out to the house and brought us some lights. And
was
some
that Tom Jones and those guys?
Tom Jones, that name doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, maybe it wasn't Tom. Tom maybe
Bob Corey.
He's been with
Jim
everybody.
Hooper. And,
okay, yeah, I know those guys.
You know,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, those guys come out and stay in touch.
So they're still out, and you're still working at it. Now, you have annual meetings. Now, what happens at your annual meetings?
I don't know, Tony, you want to field that one?
Yeah, Tony.
Sure, yeah. It's actually a tradition. We just had our 15th annual meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Usually occurs in June, and all the Bush brothers get together.
And that's what you call yourselves, the Bush brothers.
Bush brothers, yes.
Okay, that's nice.
How many Bush brothers are there?
There's about 20 of us, and this year we had 15. It's kind of ironic. 15 of the members showed up for the meeting for our 15th annual meeting.
Yeah, well, that's kind of cool.
Worked out real well.
And we're spread out through the country now. Not everyone lives in Cincinnati. So.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We got a guy in Florida, a guy in Baltimore.
But they all started,
City.
You know, back in college, and yeah,
correct.
So you got to figure they're gonna filter out
a little bit
across the country.
Everybody that lived in the house graduated, by the way, too.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
Let this be a lesson for you people who put down beer, okay? Because here we go. Beer shows, you guys, and you never studied without a beer in your hand, I'm sure.
Oh, no.
Of course not.
Well, how do you display the beer cans?
But then don't you have to take a test with a beer in your hand, too?
Yeah.
I mean, they say if you're drinking, you need to actually take the test while you're drinking, too, because you'll retain what you know.
The professors frown on that.
Yeah.
Rob, you were asking something.
Yeah, how do you display? You got 40,000 cans in this house. How do you have the can? How do people see them? Are they just in a big pile, or what's going on here?
Well, that's a neat thing. We've kind of, refined the way that we display the cans, and now, at this time, the cans are on every wall of the house. from the floor to the ceiling.
Every wall of the house.
Every wall.
I mean, the living room.
And you know, attention to some of the younger guys that, and one guy still lives there.
But this is the house that you were in when you were in high school, right?
College.
We moved in January of 92.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we started the collection. We brought in some others from some past days. We started with like 1,200 cans. And
I got to ask you one thing.
What's that?
Do you have a wife?
I do have a wife, Katie.
I can't. She must be a very gentle soul.
Yes, she is. She's a good
supporter.
She
must be a nice person and she puts up with the beer cans. Has she ever thought we need to redecorate? Let's go with Michelob.
Well, you know, I don't presently live in the house, yeah. So she's fine with it. You know, she goes, you go down there and you visit. That's fine.
Oh, I see. So you don't live in the house.
No.
Okay.
One of the brothers still does.
One of the brothers.
Let me take a wild stab and say he's not married.
One of the guys is still single, by the way.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I knew that was a little weird. I mean, you know, that's not going to happen.
One of the guys is still living there.
Hey, has a brewery ever rewarded you guys? I mean, I'm certain that they should. I mean, if the people in St. Louis knew more about this, I think they'd be sending you all the beer you'd need.
Well, we visited a number of, breweries. We've been to St. Louis, but...
It's got to be Busch, I mean, because I hate to tell you this, but...
At the time, though,
Miller's is not going to give you a thing for that.
Not sure. They wanted to really promote people in college drinking, so we really didn't get too
far. But then again, you
graduated.
We're a success story.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, I got to ask you...
We have a constitution, Gary. It says you have to maintain a certain GPA... while you're going to school. Maybe that had something to do with all of us graduating. I don't know.
Okay. One more thing. Is there now people listening to this? There's gonna be some people thinking, "I'd love to be a guy that could hang out with these guys." I mean, are you open for membership? Is there a hazing process? I'd imagine there'd be a hazing process.
Well, hazing might be a little strong. You know, folks tend to frown on that a
little. Oh yeah, because you're thinking of.
But we do have some standards that must be upheld.
I see.
And you know, if anyone is interested, they could contact us and look into.
How do they do that? They go to your website, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
If you're interested, and it would be. Busch Mountains,
Mountains
plural,
with an S, yeah.
BushMountains.com. Well, Steve, Tony, you're men after our own hearts, and congratulations on something worthwhile. I've had people out here who have written books, people have done movies, but you've done something really worthwhile, and I thank you guys for being on. Appreciate it. Hi, boys.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, this is 700 WIW Traffic, and here's Chuck Ingham. Hey, Chuck.
Mid-50s for overnight lows with mostly clear skies. Just a few clouds for Saturday, a high right around 81 to get it on Sunday. Just a smidge warmer sunshine and 83. I'm News 5 meteorologist Eric Green on the Tri-State's official weather station, 700 WLW.
The 2007 Cincinnati Reds.
I was not a Captain Kangaroo.
Play on the home of the Reds.
I did not quite understand where he was coming from.
700 WLW.
Tri-State Ford buyers, if you're in the market for a new Ford car, may I have your attention, please? Shop north of the river or south. Mike Castrucci Ford in Milford or the all-new Mike Castrucci Ford of Alexandria is making you an incredible offer on new Ford cars. Hi, I'm Mike Castrucci. Every 2007 Ford Mustang in stock, GT package, pony package, coupe, or convertible, it's your choice, and you can deduct $3,000 off the sticker price. New 07 Ford Focuses, over 200 to choose from, and they're on sale right now. Ford Fusions, priced at both locations as low as $14,995. My team and I are stand at the ready to earn your business, and we hope to see you this week at the all-new Mike Castrucci Ford of Alexandria or Mike Castrucci Ford, located on State Route 28 in Milford.
If you're seeking an environment that encourages growth, utilizes your training and education, and lets you improve the lives of patients in an unrivaled practice setting, look closely at Medco. Medco is currently accepting applications for pharmacists and pharmacy technicians. Fax your resume to 513-858-4818 or apply online at www.medco.com. Medco, be part of the leading pharmacy benefit manager today. Other administrative positions are available. See website for details.
Step on it.
To Honda East for the 2007 Indy Honda Dealer Tour, featuring Danica Patrick's Honda-powered Indy car. This Thursday, July 19th through Saturday, July 21st only. Get a free photo of yourself wearing a Danica Patrick driving suit next to the car. Don't miss your chance to get up close and personal with Indy Racing, only at Honda East, July 19th through the 21st. Hurry in before the tour races on. Honda East on Beachmont Avenue at I-275. Honda East.
It's the last 3 days to save during Kohl's lowest prices of the season. It doesn't get better or lower than this, so I'll explore the store for summer's lowest prices on swimwear, sandals, sunglasses, summer tops and shorts, and to set off my tan, sterling silver jewelry, plus a brand new Cuisinart blender. Hello, patio party. I'm really loving this idea that summer's in full swing, but I can get summer's lowest prices now. The last 3 days of Kohl's lowest prices of the season are this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Broadcasting with more color and clarity from the Eddie Lane Diamond Showrooms, 700 WLW Studios.
Oh, we get letters. Oh, we get letters.
Letters.
What's the email address, Rob?
Oh, it's thanks for asking. BBC at 700WLW.com.
I don't have any. So let me get to Nancy Jordan Blackmore quickly. Nancy, you've got a little blues festival going on very soon. We want to talk about that for a second here.
Yes, we do.
How are you, by the way?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. You're still riding that great big old motorcycle you were on last time I saw you? It's too early. Everybody's doing it. After sports of consequences. All right, now let's see. You got the Blues Fest coming up at Jane's Saddlebag. Now tell us where that is. That's a great place to ride too.
Oh,
I mean. And your place, I hear the best things about your place out there. And it's not really, your name is not Jane Saddlebag, in case people have been, because you told me people are saying,
oh, Miss Saddlebag?
And it's not her. You see Nancy on, there's a Northern Kentucky Homes show. Are you still doing that? My New Kentucky Home. I knew you were doing that. I got you. So is this open to everyone on a bike, just come on out, that kind of thing? Oh, man, you're right, yeah.
Did you make that happen?
Yeah, I did. Well, actually, I didn't do it, but I know somebody that I prayed to.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we got really good music. We got Nick and the Roadmaster.
They're great, yeah.
Smith, Linda and Company, and Malcolm Gibson and the Mighty Jukes. So we'll be serving Cole Miller Light, Samuel Adams.
Well, I know some Bush guys that need a break. They need a break.
Yeah.
Okay, terrific. That's a great cause. And again, just come on out. You have food, music, and it's a great place to ride. Believe me, if you're looking for a place over the weekend and you're planning on taking a ride, give me some directions if I'm coming from Cincinnati.
You just go 75 south to Kentucky, and you get off and follow the signs to Big Bone Lake State Park.
Okay, now would that be past the Richmond exit?
Richwood,
I mean, yeah. Big Bone Lick, okay. Mm-hmm. BigBoneLick.com. And make sure you say that exactly on the website because you may go somewhere else totally. Okay. Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go. So good reason to help out with that. Okay, BigBoneLick.com. BigBoneLick.com. All right, very good. Thank you. All right, I'll see you later. Okay, bye-bye. All right. All right, we're going to come right back. We got the number one oldies station. You guys call them oldies, right? A lot of guys are like, we don't call them oldies anymore. They're classics.
What do we call them?
I don't know. I call them just music.
Yeah, it's all music.
Yeah, and these guys from WRKA. Mm-hmm. And you've been here for a long time. Number one station in Louisville. Just came up just to hang out a little bit for Sports Consequences.
Just to hang out.
And a little blues break. I may have you guys play a little blues tune or something.
We brought gifts, too.
You got gifts?
Mm-hmm.
That's
we've got
just
a
for you.
Proclamation.
I know. I wish we'd have gotten in, you know, this place. Well, thank you, boys. Hold on. We'll come right back following Sports Consequences. Not following sports. Who are you going to play? And you can call in right now, 749-7000. 749-7000 with your sports question, your emergency question, meaning anything you want to ask. And we'll take whatever you have. 749-7000, 1-800, the big one, #700 on your new AT&T. This is the big one, 700-WLW, Cincinnati.
We wanted to move in 90 days, and that was our goal.
Selling a home can be a challenge.
I've been through this type of market before. I'm going to be there every step of the way to guide them through it.
Realtors I work with know the markets that they're in.
They know how to market it. They know how to sell it.
Interest rates are at historic lows, which means more buyers are in the market for a home like yours. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today.
The market is always changing, and I'll always be ready for it.
Only Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The day has ended. Amber skies blend to twilight blue. The world softens a bit around the edges, and you release all the cares of the day. Now is the time for Bella Sera wine. Bella Sera Pinot Grigio from Italy. Pour a glass, relax. It's going to be a beautiful evening. Or as they say in Italian, it's going to be a Bella Sera. Imported by Villa de Bellacera, Healdsburg, California.
Bicycles! Bicycles! Bicycles!
It's Tour de France time again, and that means the biggest sale of the year at Trek Store of Cincinnati and Westchester. All bikes and accessories will be on sale July 18th through the 29th. Interest-free financing on select bikes with approved credit. Trek Store of Cincinnati is located in the Voice of America Mall or online at trekstorecincinnati.com. Welcome to cycling.
We ruled the sky, now we command the road. Call on Just Saab and we'll pick you up for a test drive and put you behind the wheel of a brand new Saab. And when it comes to maintenance, we make it easy and convenient by coming back for you. Just Saab, the house that's service built. For money-saving specials, visit JustSaab.com. Go to Specials Incentives and then the Pull Ahead Special. GM Buyers Program Welcome. Just Saab, Madison Road and Route 4 in Fairfield. Over 14 years selling Just Saabs. Born from Jets.